I am so sad to inform everyone that this episode was supposed to be something entirely different, but I had been misled. This is what happens when you don't do proper research. I was originally going to talk about the Counter Invasion of Hell 2025. If you guys don't know what that is, basically it's, well, it's a fan page, right? It's not real. It's not a real thing, but people were making it out to be because this very famous TikToker talks about it, right? He talks a lot about history. That's where I was misled. He always talks about history, never makes up stuff. Until that day, which, great, awesome. It wasn't even posted on April 1st. Dude missed out on it, right? It was posted 2 days ago. I was reading it thinking, damn, this is going to make a great podcast episode, but now it's not. Okay? Because it ain't real. What is real, though, in me trying to do the research for this, I found other stuff that's actually equally interesting. So I kind of saved the episode. Basically, well, first off, welcome back to Meatweed Podcast. If you don't know, I talk about random shit every week. That's basically summarizing the entire podcast, actually. 3 years of work summarized in one sentence. Basically, I was supposed to talk about this counter invasion of hell, which isn't real, but there is a UFO counter thing. Preliminary Assessment Unidentified Aerial Phenomena, also known as UAP Report. Let's talk about it. Anyway. So I want to first thank everybody who's been listening to the podcast through and through, right? I want to thank everyone who's been supporting the podcast throughout the entire last year. Basically, what's going on this year is I have a new job and I'm going to be way more busy. Like, I'm sorry if I do miss episodes. I'm going to try not to. Okay, I'm absolutely going to try not to. But this job is way more occupying of your time. Having said that, I'm still going to do the podcast whenever I can. This is just a heads up. There's been a significant change in my life. And sometimes you got to do it, you know? Sometimes you grow up. Sometimes you need a job that pays more. Sometimes you want to take care of your loved ones, you know what I mean? A little more. Anyway, welcome back to Meatweed Podcast, where we're talking about the UFO report. It's a Wikipedia article, right? Originally, I had planned another one, which was the Counter Invasion of Hell, which I was really excited about, but I guess not. Turns out, it was a poorly cropped Photoshop photo... Fucking hell, I'm struggling. It's just poorly cropped, okay? Basically, it was a fan page for a game. That's it. But they cropped the important parts out. For example, Wikipedia looks a certain way, right? And oh my god, I'm coughing. Because it was cropped in such a way that a lot of text was edited out, I couldn't see that it was a fake fabrication. As opposed to this current document I have pulled up that is a real one. It's not really documents, it's several. It's a Wikipedia page with documents in it. Anyway, let's get to it. This is the UAP report. Colloquially named the Pentagon UFO Report, is a United States federally mandated assessment prepared and published by the Office of the Director of National Intelligence on June 25th, 2021. So it's pretty recent. Summarizing information regarding unidentified aerial phenomenon, or UAPs, we no longer really call them UFOs. Unidentified flying objects, UFOs, which there it is. Substantial public attention has been given to the mandate Public attention has been given to the mandated June 25th report, fueled by statements by former high-level officials of the U.S. government, including former President Barack Obama, who stated in June 2021, "There is footage and records of objects in the sky that we don't know exactly what they are." This is on the Wikipedia, by the way. The report was supposed to give detailed analysis of unidentified aerial phenomena data and intelligence that had been compiled by the Office of Naval Intelligence, the Unidentified Aerial Phenomena Task Force, that is a lot of words, the UAPTF, and the FBI. Okay, both of them. The report identified national security and pilot safety concerns related with UAPs. U.S. Senator Marco Rubio, vice chairman of the Senate Intelligence Committee, stated that he had asked the Director of National Intelligence, Avery Haines, for additional information in advancing of the reports released, terming his request as pre-briefing. Rubio stated regarding the nature of the unknown objects, there is stuff lying in our aerospace and we don't know who it is and it's not ours. So we should know who it is, especially if it's an adversary that's made a technological leap. Basically, see, I like this part about it, right? Whenever you think of aliens, whenever you think of UFOs, unidentified flying objects, people often think, oh, it's aliens. They always default to aliens. I've always thought of it this way, though, right? I've always thought, there are many nations out there. What if one of them did do that, right? A technological leap basically means they have technology that it's going to look alien to us because of how absolutely insane it is, right? So you get an alien, you get a flying saucer that flies around. Turns out it was made by Russia or someone else, right? It doesn't why do people default to aliens? We've never seen one, we've never held one. There's only been rumor, right? I mean, then that brings a further question. Are we alone in the universe? If we are alone in the universe, that's terrifying. If we're not alone in the universe, that's even more terrifying because they know for a fact that reaching out to us is a bad idea. You know? Or even worse, we're reaching out, probably getting a much bigger life force, you know, waving it to us saying, hey, come here, we're small, we're vulnerable, we're over here, there's life over here. Do you guys remember when the United States landed on the United States, you know, on America, the soil? There was a lot of fucked up shit that happened on this planet. Who's to say that a much bigger planet wouldn't do the same to us? You know? That's what I think. Like, if I think of aliens, I don't think of friendly creatures, okay? I think of it this way. The pilgrims were, okay, the Native Americans, they weren't as technologically advanced as the people that came on the Mayflower. But the people on the Mayflower basically fucked everything up, right? They were like, oh, we're superior. We're more intelligent. It wasn't the case, but they thought so they took over everything, right? With advancements in technology, of course, right? This is a simple example, right? But we're talking about a really big difference here, like giant aliens versus... Why does it even got to be aliens, you know? What if there's just... I just blew my own fucking mind right now. What crossed my mind? What if we're not the only humans? What if when we think of aliens, we have a completely wrong depiction, right? What if we go to another planet with alien life, but they're just other humans? Wouldn't that be fucking sick? Like, on another planet, we also evolved? Man is truly made in God's image, right? Let's read a bit further. A reported 43% of the U.S. public are increasingly interested in the topic of UFOs in the wake of the initial release by the New York Times in December 2017 of the Pentagon UFO videos, which considerable additional serious U.S. media attention being paid to the Advanced Aerospace Threat Identification Program. So, why did I read it like that? More people are paying attention because of the stuff that was signed by Barack Obama, right? When he came out and started saying things like this. And yeah, a lot of people would be interested in that. Of course they would, right? Ever since Roswell. I think Roswell's like the biggest thing that happened. People are like, oh, it's an alien thing. Not the case, right? I want to mention that for a reason. Do you know what else was happening at the time of Roswell, the incident? Technological advances. So this is why when I hear about a new alien race, I'm interested, but I'm also skeptical because I think it could be a hoax, could be fake, or it could be just someone made a more advanced spaceship. That's it. You know, despite all that, it is an interesting topic though, right? Let's read the report though. On June 25th, 2021, a 9-page preliminary assessment was issued. It states that the UAPTF focused on 144 observations of unidentified aerial phenomena by the U.S. Armed Forces, most from U.S. naval personnel. From 2004 to... Why am I unable to fucking read today? No details are given to the preliminary assessment. The reports found that the UAPTF was unable to identify causes of the observations found in 143 reports. That the one object that was able to be identified with high confidence was a large deflated balloon. It asserted 18 of these incidents featured unusual flight characteristics. These UAP appeared to remain stationary in winds aloft. Basically, nothing was moving these in high wind or soft wind. They would move against the wind, maneuver abruptly, or move at considerable speed without discernible means of propulsion. There was no jets visible or sales of any kind. Some of them, the report says, released radio frequency energy that was picked up and processed by U.S. military aircraft, with further analysis needed to determine if those sightings represented breakthrough technology. This is exactly what I was talking about. The breakthrough technology. Excuse my shouting earlier. I didn't want to acknowledge it right away. There's that word again, though. Breakthrough technology, okay? Every country's always constantly evolving, right? Everyone's got scientists and everyone wants to make the next big leap forward, right? With all technology, with every single bit of technology that's out, there was a point where it was seen as a fever dream. So, I mean, just look at our MacBooks, look at our cell phones, look at how everything we had 10 years ago was not a thing. 10 years ago? 20 years ago now. Technology advances quickly, doesn't it? It's wild for me that I know from experience how fast technology advances, because I went from having a really chubby E-brand computer to this incredibly thin MacBook that does a million times more than that little computer, that big computer ever could. Let's keep reading, though. The report said that some of these steps are resource-intensive and would require additional investment. It did not link the sightings to extraterrestrial life, which officials say we have no clear indications that there is any non-terrestrial explanation for them, but we will go wherever the data takes us. So again, looking at the ships or whatever is up there, it's not indicative, like, there hasn't been visible life seen, right? There's been technology, sure, but technology is always advancing. Until you give me a physical body of an alien, then, you know, it doesn't count. They're not gonna see a ship and think, oh, it's being piloted by something not human. Everything we've seen can be piloted by a human, okay? Think of it this way, right? Years ago, if you were flying a drone around, people wouldn't think, oh, it's a drone. This is going back, let's say, 20, 30 years. If you were flying a drone around, someone would think that's some weird bird, or maybe that is, you know, an alien. Not because of the shape of it, not because of the fact that it's four propellers and they all look very strange in a weird hexagonal direction. I don't know what the fuck I'm saying. Basically, put it this way. Anytime a technology is brand new on the market, it will look alien at first. Unless it's derived from something that already exists. The drone back then would have definitely stood out. Because I remember little helicopter toys being a thing. And they'd be like two propellers. You need like a whole flying experience just to use them, right? But now, anyone could pilot them. Of course, go back 20 years and you get those six propeller drones, right? You get those that move backwards, forwards, side to side. That's gonna look alien. Absolutely alien, right? But it's just advancements in technology. Let's read a bit further. There were 11 reports of documented instances in which pilots reported near misses with a UAP. The report established 5 potential explanatory categories: airborne clutter, natural atmospheric phenomena, U.S. government or American industry developmental programs, foreign adversary systems, and a catch-all other category. The other category, of course, could refer to a lot of things. And I'm also reminded of people that back in the day, this was actually a Malcolm in the Middle, so you guys know, you know. But there's a scene where Reese ties a bunch of balloons to a fucking lawn chair. I guess that would be classified as other. Or maybe airborne clutter. I think that's funny, though, because it's based on a real phenomenon of someone doing that. Of course, they had a walkie-talkie, and at some point, they actually straight up called, and they said, hey, I'm in the air, like, warning planes that were nearby. See, the problem there was the guy was supposed to drift inland, but he doesn't realize how air works, so he was going over the fucking ocean. Whoops. Anyway, let's read on. Classified Annex. The report was published online and delivered to the House and Senate Intelligence Committee, which, with a classified annex. One person who attended the classified briefing, speaking on condition of anonymity, said that lawmakers were given little information beyond what's publicly available, and that the only videos shown had already been made public. Going back to earlier, when we said that there was, that there was categories, right? When we say there were categories, let's go in depth, because we did mention the names, but we didn't go into more detail about them. So here we have a list of the categories and a bigger explanation of them. Let's start with airborne clutter. These objects include birds, balloons, recreational unnamed aerial vehicles, UAVs, or airborne debris like plastic bags that muddle a scene and affect an operator's ability to identify true targets, such as an enemy aircraft. So going back to earlier, that guy with the lawn chair and the balloons, that would identify as airborne clutter. I thought it would be other, but no, it's airborne clutter. Natural atmospheric phenomena. Okay, let's go into detail about that one. Natural atmospheric phenomena includes ice crystals, moisture, and thermal fluctuations that may register on some infrared and radar systems. I've heard of this before because, you know, up in the air it gets really cold. So you'll have crystals forming on the windshield or in between the glass planes or just fucking up with systems like radar, you know. These things they're prone to failure. They can damage, they can break. And when it does happen, you get a false reading. A lot of stuff like that happens all the time. Of course, sometimes it looks more convincing than others. Sometimes it's very obvious. Other times it's, oh shit, what's going on, you know? We've all been there. It's like, a good example I could put is, let's say you're driving on the side of the road. Maybe you're in the back roads. Spooky-ass shit driving. And you see, like, something out in the field and it's, like, moving slowly. You think it's a big beast. And then you shine a flashlight and you think, what the fuck is that? And you zoom in on it, or you get your phone, zoom in on it, maybe binoculars. I don't know why the hell you have binoculars out there, but you know, whatever. To each their own. And you see it's just a pile of trash bags that are conveniently placed in a very windy area, because the rest of the... I'm not speaking from experience here. I just thought of that. Anyway, the wind is hitting the bags, but not anything else. But they're trash bags, so they pick up wind a lot better. And they just happen to have the shape of a giant owl head in the middle of a field while you're listening to a podcast about, you know, scary things. This happens! This didn't happen to me, per se. But it might have happened to a friend I know. A friend of a friend of a friend. Of a friend of a friend of a friend. Doing the math, that's everyone on Earth. So, you know, that's why I said that. USG or Industrial Developmental Programs. Some UAP observations could be attributed to developments and classified programs by the U.S., by U.S. entities. The report was unable to confirm, however, that these systems accounted for any of the UAP reports we collected. So USG or Industrial Development Programs, that's how they determine if that's what it is. Foreign adversary systems. Some UAP may be technologies developed by China, Russia, or any other nation, or a non-governmental entity. You know what that would be? That'd be a group of terrorists. They did not mention it there for the sake of clarity. They didn't want to be too specific, but that's basically it. That's an example. Non-governmental entity. There's a lot of groups of terrorists out there, right? A lot of big groups of people saying our way of life is the correct one, and this and that. Let's go to the last category. What would classify as other? Okay. Although most of the UAP described in our database probably remain unidentified due to limited data or challenges to collection, processing, or analysis, we may require additional scientific knowledge or to successfully collect on, analyze, and characterize some of them. Wow. Let's see. There's another thing here. According to the Washington Post, the first category includes junk, man-made objects cluttering the air, such as balloons or even plastic bags that are mistaken for craft. The second category includes such things as ice crystals. Why is it? It's just repeating the same thing. I'm not reading that shit. My bad. Now for my personal opinion, even though nobody asked, but this is my podcast, what the fuck are you gonna do? Anyway, I have a thing about aliens and extraterrestrial types, right? Why do you only see them in places where everyone is sleep deprived, or that's about it, really? Sleep deprived. It's definitely the right word. The way I see it, right, is that there's a lot of stuff out there that we can't explain. It doesn't mean it's aliens, okay? Sometimes you just don't know what something is, but you know what that entails? Here, let me put my mic down. I'm leaning. Just so you know, it's getting serious. Glasses off, okay? When somebody says the unknown, take it at literal value, okay? The unknown, as in you don't know what that is. It's not that deep. If I see a Jeep with its lights off and it's poorly lit and it's covered in leaves, I'm not going to know what it is. It's not the unknown. It's not an alien. It's a fucking Jeep covered in leaves. But to me, it's going to look so foreign that I won't know what it is, right? And I'll think of it in a more elaborate way. The problem is, we then fall in a category where people start believing things that just aren't real. There's that saying, though, right? And I do agree with the saying. I want to believe, right? You know why it says that? Because some people want to believe that there's more out there. And that's okay. It's okay to believe in aliens. But don't go drawing straws, right? Don't go out reaching. There's a term, reaching, okay? There's another term, right? It applies to the medical field, but I think it works here too. And I say this because in the medical field, a lot of things, a lot of issues, medical-wise, they'll seem more serious than they are, right? Like the common cold, it's like, oh no, I have flu-like symptoms, maybe I have cancer. Here's the saying. When you hear hoofbeats, think of horses, not zebras. Okay? Whatever's most common is probably the answer. So whenever we see unidentified flying objects or we see things that we don't know, again, when you hear hoofbeats, think horses, not zebras. What's the most common answer, okay? Do you know how many balloons are bought every day in the United States? On average, this is just on average, okay? Just the average number for a daily purchase is 8,219,178 balloons and 0.08. What is 0.08 of a balloon? I have no idea. Look, every year, 3 billion balloons are bought. I just did the math. 365 days a year. Some days have more sales. Some days have less. But it's very common to have floating things in the sky, okay? The sky is not an undiscoverable domain, okay? Going up in the air, throwing things in the air, that shit happens. When we were kids, we would go to the store and there was so much fucking toys that launched shit in the air. That counts as a UFO. Because if someone's seeing it from a distance, they're not going to know what it is, okay? You know what else falls out of the sky? Asteroids. That shit happens all the time. All the time. And they look weird. In fact, one of the fucking craziest things that happened to me as a kid is we were driving home talking about Jeepers Creepers. Again, I'm saying that for a reason. We were talking about a horror movie. We're already on edge. And we were having fun talking about it. And a meteor, or whatever you want to call it, a comet, fell out of the sky and hit the fucking truck we were driving in. But, and this is important, a big but. Meteors, when they come to Earth, they break into very tiny pieces. They fall into really small pieces, okay? Luckily, the meteor hit a part of the truck that was mostly metal, and it left a huge dent. A burning huge dent, okay? That's how we knew it was a meteor. But the timing was perfect, because it hit the top of the truck, and we just went quiet the rest of the way home. Why? We were already primed to be scared. Okay, we were already on edge, and hearing that loud ass slam on the top of the truck, we didn't even get out to check. We drove off. We were in the back roads. No fucking way am I gonna do that, right? No, obviously, we're already in that mindset of, ooh, we're on the edge, and then when something like that happens, bam, it's much worse. This shit happens all the time, okay? Think of it like this. You just watched a horror movie, and it had to do with like stalking or shit like that. So you're already primed to, you're in the character, right? You're invested in the character. And then you go out of the movie and you're walking out of the lobby and you see people staring at you. And you're like, I swear they're all staring at me. You're already primed to see shit like that, okay? The human mind is very susceptible to being primed. All you got to do is, well, first off, a horror movie, that's like the easiest one. Fight or flight technique is very easy to trigger. It's just, why would you do that, you know? There's not many legitimate reasons to do it other than to fuck with someone. That's kind of where that... another derivative of them is, like, you go for a punch. You're going to go punch someone, and then they flinch, and then you stop, and you go, aha, you flinched. That's the simplest one I could think of. Everyone knows that, okay? We all grew up with shit like that. Probably, I don't know. By the way, the bird is back. Fucking hell. And he has roommates. I didn't say roommates. That's not in the contract, you little fuck. Anyway, I'm sorry that this podcast episode ended up about aliens, because it was supposed to be about the contingency plan to fight hell, But I guess that wasn't a thing, right? This is what happens when you're up late at night and you're just starting believing shit. Be rational, be skeptical, you know, when it comes to things of any sort. And I'm seeing this right now because there's another thing that's happening. It's really fucking bugging me. TikTok has been promoting a lot of healthy alternatives to shit. Stuff that isn't real, like alkaline water. And it's like, oh, it's way better for you. It is not. You know what your stomach's full of? Acid. You know what you put in your stomach? Whatever it is, it's going to be full of acid. It's going to be covered in acid. It will not do anything, okay? And I'm so fucking sick of this stuff, right? I'm so sick of the pseudoscientists always coming out of nowhere. And then they're like, well, I feel better. Okay. I almost said a fucking Ben Shapiro quote, but I'd rather not. I almost said the facts don't care about your feeling shit. But like, I cannot give that man any fucking credit. I'm good. No thanks. Anyway, aliens. I'm all over the place because I was supposed to go to work at 3 p.m. and then they call me and say, actually, it's 3 a.m. So I'm out of it. I'm really out of it. That's probably why I couldn't talk earlier, right? I kept reading the thing and my lips kept stumbling and I haven't had enough caffeine today. That part's important. When you don't have caffeine and you're a heavy caffeine addict like me, that shit gets to you, you know? I never even went... I should talk about that. The other day, I tried to go cold turkey on caffeine. The problem is I've been heavily addicted for years. As in 300 milligrams minimum a day. Which is a lot, by the way. The healthiest... a healthy human can consume maximum 400 milligrams caffeine a day. That's not a lot. No, that is a lot, okay? That's a lot. And I'm basically just underneath the threshold every day of my life. So I'm always doing it, right? So the one day I go cold turkey, the first day is fine. The second day, it's a bit worse. The third day, I'm on the fucking toilet vomiting, thinking I had just been poisoned. Addiction is no joke. What's crazy though, right? What's fucking nuts for me is that quitting smoking was not that hard. Quitting smoking, yeah, I had a headache, but it went away. Quitting caffeine is genuinely more difficult. It is so fucking hard. It's crazy. And you get bloated and your energy goes away. It's like, I can't put into words how fucking difficult it is to give up caffeine. Nor do I want to, because like, what's the point, right? I'm no longer tense. I don't have anxiety. I don't have the vices that I did years ago, right? I don't drink. I don't smoke. But I got plenty of caffeine in me. And the thing is, caffeine is one of the most universally accepted, like, addictive things. Right? Almost everyone listening is either drinking coffee or tea or has had some sort of caffeine today, right? Even some foods have caffeine. I didn't even know that part, by the way. I can't think of any right now. I can't really think. But yeah, giving up caffeine is not easy. So maybe just don't do that, you know, or at least cut down on it, if that makes any sense. If you have an energy drink daily, have one every other day, but don't do what I did. Back in the day, I had two Bang Energies a day while driving over the road, and that is 600 milligrams of caffeine. That is above the healthy threshold. My heart would palpitate by the end of the day, and I just fell asleep like that. I would collapse, you know? Always on edge. But fuck me, that was a crazy time of my life. So I've gone down at least, but I'm not off of it, you know? That's the problem. Anyway, that's going to do it for this episode of the Meat Weed Podcast. I started going off on random shit at the end. But what else is new? This is my podcast. Look, stuff happens all the time to people. Just live your life. Have fun. What does that have to do with anything? Sorry. This year, I do plan on releasing more stickers. Please be on the lookout for that. I don't know when yet because of this new job, I'm going to have way more money. So they'll probably be bigger, higher quality. But people like the small stickers. So I think the small stickers are going to stay as a format. I'm just going to get more out. I'm thinking of opening a P.O. box this year as well so that people could send me stuff. The problem is I already have a laminated thing. Never mind. Okay, yeah. Maybe I'll open a P.O. box just to make it easier so people could send me all kinds of shit. If you want to, and when I do release that, when I do have a P.O. box open, I will let you guys know. Seriously, as soon as you guys hear about the P.O. Box, send me whatever you want and I'll open it on the podcast or I'll do something on YouTube for it. I'm thinking of doing a YouTube thing because I missed iDubbbz' bad unboxing, but please don't send me some weird shit. Wink. All right, I'll see you guys next week. Bye.